produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Have you ever had a moment where you were listening to a conversation between two others, one giving insight, the other asking questions, but you got the lesson yourself? Or, let me put it like this. I'll share with you a conversation that I had the privilege to listen in on. And the whole time in the listening, the Lord was speaking about relationships. Now, the conversation was not about relationships per se, but someone's testimony, if you will, of their mental frailties as they went through different things in their life, only to arrive at the place God wanted them. And it was not without hardships, but the wisdom, the jewels that the person gave spoke to me, left me in awe, because I know it was only God using that particular situation to move me along and kind of sweep away some of the ideas that I had regarding relationships. And as always, I always say, I pray that this, the way the Lord gave it to me to share with you, will make all the positive difference as you move forward. And in the sharing that maybe you avoid, or maybe you acknowledge some of your own choices in relationships, as you go through life, or as you're going through life. For me, it was the Lord speaking and saying, you still got some work to do, my daughter. You still got some ideas about relationships. And for me, companionship, even friendships, in being forgiving and over letting go of things hurts. Because in these times, you will always have me or hear me say, the Lord is telling me to let go of many things that no longer serve in this place where I am now. So it's always a growth spurt. And I'm thankful because I would not be here now sharing my thoughts and realizing how far from perfect I know that I am. So far from perfect. I don't profess to be perfect, but I do share from a place of I'm learning and I'm understanding, and I pray that it makes all the difference for you as well. Because my idea about relationship from then to now was, and some of you may also agree, if you are look a certain way, if you dress a certain way, if you carry yourself a certain way, if you have certain beliefs, not always spiritual, in the natural, we think that if we look, dress, carry ourselves, do this right, do that right, say this right, that we're perfect for the right companion. But there are times where we leave out the most important part. And for me, the revelation, sitting and listening, the nuggets that I received was, my dear, when you meet a man, and you meet a man that is going through whatever he may be going through, and in this instance, he needs to be able to be and feel confident that whatever he shares with you, his lows, that you are not going to tear him down. And I, in my youth, would always say, I detest a weak man. Stay with me. Because in some places in life, and as we go forward, we always look for the strongest. Not ever allowing the man, friend, foe, brother, to show their weakness, their lows. And I don't want to say weakness, to show their heart. Thank you, Father. To show their heart. And at the end of the conversation, though he was talking about mental instability, God was speaking that if you met a man and he showed any type of insecurity, if I sent you someone, can you handle his lows as well as his highs? Because there will be times that a companion, a real companion, not a fly by night, will need to be able to trust you with his or her heart. Now, I'm speaking from my perspective, and it may make a difference to you. Maybe you've yet to meet someone and have that relationship, or maybe you are thinking about it. If I may share from my heart and some of the choices that I made, not allowing that person, friend, foe, companion, brother, passerby, to be able to be insecure in my presence, because there could have been something that I could have said to help him along, maybe not for me to be in relationship with me, but to meet someone and realize that this woman gave me an opportunity to be myself. And I needed that. Because as we walk in this life, we are going to meet different people that have gone through things. And they're going to need to have a safe space. My brother, my sister, are you a safe space? Or is it more about your list of all the rights? And I know I've had a list. I don't have a list now. I've had a list. He needed to be this, that, and the other. But when I look back and do a mental check, the list never included me being a safe place for him emotionally. And this is so important. Maybe you're married, maybe you're not. And maybe you're perfect. I welcome another opportunity to sit at a perfect, to have a perfect conversation. I don't know too many people that are perfect, but when my brother spoke about his insecurities, even about committing to relationships, I felt as if I was the only one in the room, and the Lord was saying, listen, have you ever put on your list that he can share his heart with me? Have you ever put on your list that I will be just as committed to him and keep him safe in his heart as I would his home? There is a difference. As I have learned from men, good men, single, married, brother, friend, that it's not just about keeping the home, but keeping their heart. Being a safe place, not always tearing the man down. And again, this is what I learned, and I'm still learning. It's still downloading to me, but it left me in awe, because when I made my list, I never put on that list that he could be, I would be, a safe place for him to share that he's going through, or to just be a quiet and be there and know that whatever it may be, we're going to get through it together. And I can tell you from my experience, I have been hurt, and I have hurt out of selfishness for not recognizing that this is another level of my personal growth. To want a relationship, but to want to be a safe place for the relationship. Not just to look the part, but to be absolutely there through the thick and thin. When I think about now, and my brother shared how he was even afraid to commit, but when he realized that he was able, the Lord opened the door for him to be able to confess his insecurities to the woman that he's now is his wife. That was an opportunity there. The Lord was also showing him, confirming and reconfirming that they are one. Because it doesn't start at the altar. And those of you that may be listening to this that are married, I salute you that have been married for many years, that have gone through thick and thin. I salute you. I would be happy to sit at your table and take out my pen and paper. I tell that to my sister who's been married over 40 years. She protects her husband. And I always think back to things that I saw in my own upbringing. My mom and dad fought. My grandmother and my grandfather argued, but my grandmother always kept home. And though they may have argued and disagreed amongst the family, she always protected. He always felt secure in the fact that when they went into the room and closed the door, there were conversations that never met the public. She was a safe place. Not perfect, but safe place. Again, I'm learning that there is a difference. And in saying that, there are many opportunities for us to grow. And we have these ideas that society gives us of what's perfect and or what's what we should look for. A good home, or a good apartment. Not everyone may want to live in a home just yet when you're starting out. But do we put on the list peace in our home, that we're to bring the peace in our home? And I'm not saying become a doormat. That is not what I'm saying here. But there comes a time when you want to have a sound relationship. We also have to come with a sound mind and heart. And I say that to the fact that whomever we may meet may not be the perfect list that we built up over the years that we thought we needed to have. Because I had to throw away my list. Because after more than one relationship, there are times where you have to say, when you step back and you allow the Lord to minister to you, if you have the opportunity to tell each other what went right and what was right and what was wrong, maturity, another conversation. But if you are able to speak without screaming at each other what you're not getting from each other or what you need from each other, and if the person is the one, it's not always perfect. So when that happens, when you're fortunate enough to have the communication, cherish it. Because even if you don't continue, if you don't last, life happens. You will have appreciated learning for the next step moving forward in your life. It took someone that I knew in passing. The Lord used them to reconfirm some things, to get rid of the residue of what I was thinking is the best for me. Because there's perfect and then there's perfect for me, for you. There are some absolutes and there are some I can work with that, but when you look at all of it in the grand scheme of it, relationships, are you the person that you say they have to be? If you notice that there is an insecurity in their heart, and they're unable to articulate it because they're going through it. Are you a safe place? Are you able to wait? Are you able to love them through it? Are you able to help them along? If you're not what they need at that moment, are you able to go with them to get the professional help that they may need? Are you a safe place? And I'm not just saying women, but I am speaking to my sisters. I'm speaking whatever color you are, whatever culture you're in. Some of us may do things a lot better, and some of us have totally missed the mark. This is a call to my sisters, even my brothers, but to my sisters, I say, are we a safe place for the relationship that we say we have to have? Are we the absolute for what we're calling to? Have you had a conversation with the Father to speak to you to say, Lord, what am I not seeing? Where have I missed the mark? Or am I about to miss the mark? Am I a safe place for whom you're going to send into my life? And if I'm not, help me to get it right so that I don't hurt the person that I'm with or the person that I'm going to encounter that may just be there for a season and not the full chapter, that may just be there to teach me something. Help me to get it right so that I'm not abused and I'm not abusing someone else because I have these ideas of what's perfect and what I think is right. My brother ministered to me in a way that he was just sharing from his life experience. But when he got to, when his absolute most insecure moment came, he had the right woman that was able to say, I see you beyond what you're saying to me. I see you on the other side of the insecurity. I see your strength even more because you saw me as a help, as a safe place. That's rare. We as women have so much power. But are we using it? Even if it's just to pray for our brothers, even if this is not easy, to pray for someone else in a relationship. That's not easy. Again, that takes maturity. But when maturity slaps us in the face, reality comes around and says, I'm not the safe place that I thought I was. Yes, I can cook, I can clean, I can do whatever. And I like a nice home. But am I the peace that brings the peace, that keeps the peace, not a doormat? I'm not speaking to a doormat. I am speaking to the fact that if someone shows their insecurity, if you want the strength that you say is an absolute, are you also the strength that they may need to build their strength for what you need? And again, I pray that makes sense. It's not, this conversation, this sharing is not from, I got it all together, but just to say, I got a wake-up call. And I needed to share it because it's not just for me. Myself have made mistakes. I've made poor choices in relationships. and I wasn't a safe place. Even if we were not meant to be together, I would like to have known that I did not break the man down to the place where he only carried that brokenness to the next relationship. I would like to have known that I was a safe place for his insecurity, and maybe to build him up for where he needs to be, so that if we could not be friends and we could not continue to wish each other well along the way, that we did not tear each other down to the point where they're absolutely damaged for the next person. And it's in the insecurity that he was able to find the right one. And I thanked him. I got the opportunity to tell the person how they ministered to me. But what I saw was that he had absolutely, in his insecurity, found the right one. He found his safe space. He found where he could be the strength that she needed. And isn't that what God says? In my weakness, in Cynthia's weakness, the Father's strength is made perfect. So the Lord was revealing himself even in the conversation. I'm thankful now to have heard it, but to hear it from the perspective of and being in my maturity to say, I was in a safe space. When I wanted the things that I wanted, I didn't want the wrong things. I wasn't a safe space for those things to come about. And I understand now that God has a plan and he was rearing me for a reason. And what I thought was the ideal wasn't the ideal, and I wasn't ready for the ideal. Now, that's a revelation in itself, to realize you got this in its place, you got this built up, and you think, I'm ready. And you do all the right things, and we say all the right things. And then we realize, oh, that's not going to work. Because I'm looking at my list, and my list does not line up. He does not line up. Or you may say she doesn't line up. But are you what you're calling for those things to come forth? It says, unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain that build it. Isn't that the same in relationships? Have we sought the Lord and asked him to come in and show us, Lord, look at my list. Look at me. Where am I in this? Or do I have it absolutely mixed up? Forgive me. Lord, help me to change my thinking. I want what you want for me. I need the wisdom that only you can give. I need to sit at your feet so that I can learn your word, so that I can see when it does come, or if it doesn't come, that I don't bring harm everywhere I go, hurting feelings because they don't line up with what I think is perfect, or what I have put on this list of my absolutes. No negotiations. Another conversation. But for right now, in relationships, are you a safe place? Are you really a safe place? I was reading and I saw this, and for where I am, it made the most sense to me. And it was 1 Corinthians 25. This is, and I'll go a bit further. There's so much. Now, I'll stay at 25. This is because the foolishness of God is not at all, is not foolishness at all, and is wiser than men, far beyond human comprehension. And the weakness of God is stronger than men, far beyond the limits of human effort. And this is in the Amplified, and I'm going to read it again because I just happened to come upon it, like the conversation that I thought I was listening to turned into be a whole other conversation to me. That what I thought was right really wasn't the wisest. This is because the foolishness of God is not foolishness at all, and it is wiser than men, far beyond human comprehension. And the weakness of God is stronger than men, far beyond the limits of human effort. So what I thought was right and true, what I put aside as, oh, that's just the Bible, or that's just, that was then, this is my now, and times are different. And God was saying, oh, my dear sweet, that's so far off the mark. And the relationships that I will send you, I need you to be and realize that some things make absolutely no sense. And I want you to be a safe place, whether it's a friend, whether it's a companion, if it's for your brother, to be a safe space, a place. And I pray this makes absolute sense for you, or even if it may not, because we're still learning. If the Lord wakes us up, it's another opportunity to learn. But are we a safe place for someone that may show their insecurities? Throw away your list. Don't make it the priority that we do in these times, because it's so far from where we may end up. When God has a purpose, His way is perfect. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.